When your experiment is completed, you will need to unload the sample at some point from the sample holder, and it has to be determined whether the sample is activated and whether it has to be handled as a radioactive material. This determination must be done by health physics. Every sample that's been on a spectrometer must be evaluated by health physics before leaving the building, regardless of how long it was on the spectrometer. There are no exceptions. You need to fill out a materials transfer request, which gives the sample composition, mass, the time that it was on the spectrometer, which spectrometer, and the estimated flux, so that they can do an evaluation. They will also need the sample itself to make some direct measurements. You can do a preliminary survey yourself by using a GM survey tube as shown here. There are meters at each of the exits to the guide hall and the reactor. If you detect something above background, then it is certainly radioactive. You can also use the detector on the hand and foot monitor, which is equivalent to a GM survey meter. If you don't detect any radioactivity, it doesn't necessarily mean that your sample isn't activated. It may just mean that you don't have the proper sensitivity or you're using the wrong type of meter. It should be emphasized that only health physics can release a sample for unrestricted use. It's not up to you to decide that your sample is not radioactive. If health physics has released a sample, then you can unload it. You do this by undoing the screws. Then take the top off, open up your sample jar, and put your sample into the jar. Make sure you get it all out. Final step is to remove the indium. Use a soft tool like the end of a Q-tip rather than something hard like a screwdriver that might scratch the O-ring groove, and then you won't be able to seal the sample can again. There are containers in the cryogenics areas to recover and recycle the indium. It should not be thrown away.